right,
it's
playing.
Time for Middletown Playoff Basketball on WNSS and WNSSFM.com.
Are you guys doing like a pregame show thing?
Giant Company, Hetrick Center.
Like where you meet with the coach?
DeFrancisco,
are you doing the thing where you meet with the coach?
Michelle's Creations with you in mind. Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select.
Do I play the CD like before I put that on?
Association, Brownstone Cafe, Middletown Moose, Jack's Auto Sales, Middletown Lumber, J&J Pizzeria, Hughes Awards,
right, I got you.
Screen Printing, BFW Pro 1620, Middletown Home, DHL Supply Company, the Blue and Gold Club, and the 230 Cafe. Now let's take it out to the game with John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Levy.
John Wilsbach here tonight as Middletown gets set to take on Erie Cathedral Prep in the second round of the PIAA 5A Girls State Playoffs. It's Erie Cathedral Prep team, District 10 champion. They are minus two of their better players, and they have been for a while. They have a Division I recruit, Ava Lucarati. She is out. She tore her ACL, I think, before the season. And Natalie Spano, their third best scorer, as Doug Chusey, the head coach, told me before the game, she is not available tonight. She has a shoulder injury. So this prep team comes in a little bit undermanned, but everybody thinks this is really a coin flip game here between Middletown and Erie Cathedral Prep. Winner of this game will go on to face either Peters Township or Thomas Jefferson. On Saturday, a big opportunity here for Middletown to go further than any other Middletown girls team has ever gone in the state playoffs with a win here tonight.
That's right. They've always ended in this round. And you mentioned those players who are out for Erie Cathedral Prep. We can't overlook their main player. That's Addie Beal, 6'2". She's a senior. She's headed to Appalachian State. She commands some size and some good skills on the inside. But as we saw the other day, Destiny Gassert did such a great job with the girl from Penn Trafford, the Martin girl, who's headed to Shippensburg University on a basketball scholarship. Gassert matches up, good size. We've watched on film as Addie Beal has torn apart smaller players. But she's going against Gassert now. And Gassert's got to stand her ground. She's got to be quick. But she's also going to need some help from somebody maybe smaller. If she's backing on the backside of Beal, maybe get somebody to drop down and try to get down low and get that bounce pass off or something away from Beal. But Beal's the one we're going to keep the eye on tonight. But I think these Lady Raiders match up real well with what we've seen on film against Erie Cathedral Prep. And the way they played the other day was fantastic. We'll see if they can do it again.
I will take time out when we come back. I'll talk to Lasana Dixon, head coach of the Middletown Lady Raiders. Again, it's Middletown, Erie Cathedral Prep, second round, PIAA 5A Girls State Basketball Playoffs. Back after this on the Giant Company pregame show here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Giant Company,
all right, how many would you like?
Support the Blue Raiders. At Giant, you score big bonus buys and choice rewards every time you shop. And with brands you won't find anywhere else,
like
Giant
have
Brand,
Gateway
Nature's
on.
Promise, and Care One. Giant, nutrition, health, and pharmacy.
I scanned the board like you told me to.
Place. Giant partners with over 100
I'm getting a call
local
once
food banks. Good luck, Blue Raiders, from Giant.
The Hetrick Center has been serving the Middletown area since 1979. The Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists. They have locations in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. That's the Hetrick Center, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Dominic D. DeFrancisco Memorial American Legion Post 594 is located on East High Street, Middletown. American Legion Post 594 is available for your next party or function. New members are welcome. And don't forget about the dinners and entertainment on Friday and Saturdays at Dominic D. DeFrancisco Memorial American Legion Post 594. They've got a Facebook page for more information.
Michelle,
I just got a scam call, but I can't mess with them right now because I got to watch this
Michelle
stuff.
And Doug Lutz are proud Blue Raider alumni. Michelle's Creations with you in mind has flowers, centerpieces, bouquets, wreaths, and they're a member of the Teleflora Network. Their number is
744-5425
or online at creationswithyouinmind.com.
Welcome back to Pre-Game Show. Steve Leedy with LaSonda Dixon, head coach of the Middletown girls basketball team. First of all, coach, talk about the win on Saturday against Penn Trafford. Good team effort and a good win.
Yes, it was all around team effort. I mean, our defense was on point, and then our offense, you know, came together. So I think all around, all the girls stepped up from every aspect.
And of course, Jayla Kozer, she did not have a good game in the district championship. You know she was chomping at the bit to come back with a good performance, and she did.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely was in the right mindset for this game, and she wanted to redeem herself. But, you know, everybody played a part in that and helping her, you know, encouraging her. So I think that all around, you know, she was ready for that game.
I hear you come 2.5-3 hours to get to this game. How do you prepare for that? What's the changes just in logistics to get to this game and have everybody prepared?
I feel like for the most part this entire season we have traveled for all of our away games at least an hour. Mentally, you know, we always focus before the game starts and make sure, you know, it's quiet and the girls are focusing and locked in. We just talk about the mental part of it and their bodies are ready. So we're ready to play.
One other thing I want to bring up about the past game here was the return of Journey Stover, and she showed what a big part she can be to this team.
Yes, we were so excited for Journey to return. Her energy, her hustle, you know, she did a great job with her comeback game.
It makes a big difference having 7 girls in rotation rather than 6, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, and she really stepped up that game, so we were really proud of her.
Now tonight, this Cathedral Prep team comes in. Obviously, a lot of the focus is on Addie Beal, the big girl inside. What kind of problems does she present?
You know, she's taller than us. Taller than us, but we've practiced at practice. I had my son come in, who's about her height, her build, and, you know, I've had him practice with us, and that helps some with how we're going to defend.
All right, so what do you think the key to tonight's game is?
We just got to make sure that, you know, she's a great player, so I feel like she's going to get her points regardless. So we just got to make everybody else play us.
All right. Finally, Coach, is everybody healthy?
Yes.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
It's Middletown head coach LaSonda Dixon. We'll be back with more after this on the Giant Company pregame show here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Yeah.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Tim Clouser has buyer and seller representation, yep, real estate appraisal, new construction, and more. Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select. His number is 717-526-4300.
Where's Kaiser
online at? tclouser.harrisburghomes.net.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Gingrich Memorials is the oldest business in Middletown, celebrating 100 years of service to the community. Gingrich Memorials has their own art staff and in-house laser, and they wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season. That's Gingrich Memorials, 568 North Union Street in Middletown. Okay.
Daly's Golf on East Main Street in Middletown does everything automotive. Tune-ups, inspection, tires, exhaust, brakes, even towing. Daly's Golf is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's Daly's Golf, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
I'll take it.
Welcome back to Boys High School. Steve Leedy along with John Wilsbach here in Middletown getting set to take on Erie Cathedral Prep in the second round of the 5A girls basketball playoffs. And I believe it is going to be just in time here for the national anthem. So we will again take time out. Again, it is going to be Middletown and Erie Cathedral Prep. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. They cook up a wide selection of pasta, steaks, seafood, salads, and desserts. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed on Tuesdays.
Yep.
That's the Brownstone Cafe of downtown Middletown, a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics.
The Middle
Middletown Moose Family Lodge 410 is Middletown's Family Fun Center. They have dinners Tuesday through Saturday nights and host activities year-round. Membership is available. The Middletown Moose, located at 100 Mill Street in Middletown. Good luck, Raiders!
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to noon, or by appointment. Jack's Auto Sales is located at 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230. Their number is 944-7363 or online at jacksautosales.net.
Middletown Lumber, in business since 1955, is now stocking redwood. Still your local source for hardwoods to framing lumber, western red cedar to custom decks. They're located at 2 Clinton. Middletown Lumber, in business since 1955, is now stocking redwood. Still your local source for hardwoods to framing lumber, western red cedar to custom decks. They're located at 2 Clinton Avenue in Middletown. Middletown Lumber at 717-944-4005 or online at middletownlumber.com.
All right.
The 230 Cafe of Highspire congratulates Middletown on a great season. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 till 2, and Sundays from 7 until 2. Takeout and catering are available. That's the 230 Cafe in Highspire.
Your number one choice for local sports coverage. This is Super 91, WMSS Middletown.
Back at DuBois Area High School, Steve Lee and John Wilsbach. Rody Keating keeping us on the air back at WMSS Studios here tonight as we get set for Middletown and Cathedral Prep in the second round of the 5A state basketball playoffs. On the girls' side, the starting roster for Erie Cathedral Prep, Doug Chusey, the head coach. They're 17-7, the District 10 champions. They'll start Grace Orlando, a 5'5 junior. She averages about 5 a game. Shauna Thrower is a 5'5 sophomore point guard. She averages about 10 per game. Jessica Beveridge is a 5'7 junior. She averages 4 per game. Evelyn Geary is a 5'9 junior. She averages 3 per game. And Addison Beal, the big girl in the middle, 6'2 senior, headed to Appalachian State. She averages 22 points per game and a boatload of rebounds as well. I'm sure that's in double digits on the board side. For Middletown, it will be Emma Cleland, 5'6 junior. Jayla Kozer, a 5'11 senior. Kozer averages almost 19. Cleland at almost 13 points per game. Journey Stover will start here for Middletown, 5'4 junior. As will Destiny Gassert, a 5'11 junior. She averages 7.3 points per game. And the other starter is Jalea Stover. She is a 5'4 junior as well. Teams getting their final instructions here. And again, John, this is going to be a what most people think is a tight game and a big opportunity here for Middletown to go where no other Middletown girls team has gone before.
Yeah, we'll watch this battle with Gassert and the Appalachian State recruit, Beal. And again, she'll need help. She gets behind her. Beal has a great step around, can use either arm. When she gets that pass, they got to get somebody to also drop down front and back her. Middletown in the white with the blue and gold trim, and Erie Cathedral Prep in the black with the orange trim. And here's Steve with the play-by-play.
It's going to be Kozer and Beal to get things underway. The official will step in. There's the tap, and it is won by Cathedral Prep. Shauna Thrower will have it in the front court, gives it over to Beveridge on the right side. Beveridge to Thrower, top of the key. Thrower drifts back into the front court. Kozer coming out, applying some pressure. He'll hand it off to Orlando. Now it's Beveridge over to Geary. Geary back top of the key. Beveridge to Thrower. And over to Geary. Now it's Orlando. A lot of passing here, and now there's a bad pass, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll be Middletown ball.
Yeah, a lot of movement there, but Orlando, she's just looking over saying, hey, who was there? Someone was moving. They were flashing through, and they had already gone through.
Middletown with the basketball. First possession of the game for the Blue Raiders. Cleland across the timeline, has it at center circle. Comes over to Journey Stover. Now back to her sister, Jalea, at center circle. Dribbles to the foul line over to Journey. Now corner, Kozer, three on the way. That is no good. Rebound put back up by Gasser. That's no good. This time the rebound controlled by Beal. She'll get it up to Thrower. And there's a bad pass. Stolen away. Here comes Journey Stover the other way. Has to put it up and gets a bad spin on it. Beal gets the rebound. Up court to Geary. Over to Orlando. Here's Beal coming down the lane. Puts it up. That's too strong. Rebounded by Jalea Stover.
And Stover at the other end had a great take to the bucket, but saw Beal there. And I think that's what threw her shot off a little bit on the layup.
Absolutely. That's 10 inches just height-wise. Here's Stover for three, and she gets bumped into, and Geary's going to pick up the foul. That's going to be three shots at the line for Journey Stover.
Yeah, just camping out down there behind the three-point arc in the left corner, and she released that ball, and after she did, Geary just comes over and bumps her off, and that's three shots. You've got to just let that shot go.
First shot from Journey Stover on the way. It is good. And Middletown on the board first here. It's 1-0. By the way, we had 1 5 o'clock start in 5A girls. West York is taking on South Fayette, who was the two-time defending champion in District 7. And after three quarters, it is 70-30 in favor of South Fayette.
Oh.
So they are on their way to the next round. But they are on the other side here in the West. Winner of this game takes on Peters Township or Thomas Jefferson. The third shot was no good. 2-0. Here's Beal getting around Gasser to the bucket. Up and good. Strong take there from the D1 commit, Addison Beal.
And that's what she likes to do. She just steps around you.
They pass it down low to Gasser, and she loses it out of bounds. It'll be Cathedral Prep basketball.
And she was wide open there, and Beal was a few steps in front of her. She's got to be able to hold on to that ball a lot better. I know she had problems there at the Giant Center last week, did a nice job against Martin, but she's going to have to play tough here. But when they get that ball to Beal, she needs help down low.
Orlando looking in for Beal, comes back out to Beveridge. Now it's Geary on the left side. Thrower back near center circle. 2 minutes and 10 seconds in here. We're tied at 2. Beal out front. Top of the key. Passes it off to Thrower. Big screen. Back over to Geary. Looking inside for Beal. Forces it up. No good. Rebound. Cleland on the backside. And McLeland looking to run it up the floor. Gets it to Stover. Jalea Stover gets the pass. Can't convert, though. Rebound is grabbed by Journey Stover. She'll take it back. It's Cleland. Now it's Kozer inside. She's driving. Elbow jumper. That's no good. Gassert rebound on the backside. She'll put it up. That's outside the backboard, but Gassert gets it back. And it's back to Cleland. Skip pass across to Kozer, left wing. She'll drive in, steps back, thought about it. Now has to bounce pass back to Stover. Now it's Jalea Stover on the wing. The jumper is good, and Middletown leads 4-2.
She was open. A couple things I noticed about that last play down, Steve, was the pushing that Beal did on the inside. And the refs have got to keep their eye on that. A lot of pushing.
Beal hands it off to Geary. Now it's Beveridge looking for Beal. Backdoor puts it up. That's no good. Gets her own rebound and will draw the foul and get the bucket. Foul on Gassert. And Beal has got all four Preps points.
Yeah, missed the first one. Gassert hopped back on her and leaned into her. She should have just stood her ground. But she initially lost her off a little pick and roll from Orlando. And again, this is where I'm not seeing anyone helping yet on Gasser. She's the one who needs the help. That's their team is Beal. And she's not going to do it alone guarding her. She needs somebody to drop down and help every time.
5-4, Prep with the lead. Cleland driving in from the wing. She'll take 12-footer up and good. And McLeland's first bucket of the game, 6-5. Middletown in front by a point. Approaching the midway point of the first quarter. Thrower in the front court. She lost the dribble, and it's going to be Middletown ball.
Yeah, got a little intimidated there with Kozer on her, and Kozer just kept going down about five more feet, and Thrower tried to put on the brakes, and the ball just went right out of her hand, out of bounds.
That's going to be Emma Cleland in the front court. Passes it through Kozer's hands, and Middletown will give it right back.
A little high. Kozer didn't jump up for it. Thought she'd be able to pull it in, and just a little bit too much zip on it.
Cathedral Prep with the basketball. Beveridge will get it in to Shauna Thrower. Thrower working up against Kozer. Trying to get her around her, but has to come back out. Orlando will try the three. That's off the mark. Rebound goes all the way in the corner. They'll let it go out of bounds. By the way, this is a very small-ish gym that we are in. There's only about, what, maybe 4 feet between the end line and the walls as we got a timeout on the court.
And the near side is almost up against the bleachers. There are no bleachers on the opposite side. The three rows are pushed back for the benches.
So we'll just keep it right here as we have timeout here. 3:48 left to go in the first quarter. 6-5 in favor of Middletown.
Steve, one of the other things I noticed watching some of the games of Erie Cathedral Prep, I was not that impressed with their fitness. I thought if you get a team that's a running team, and I saw them when they played against Erie, they were starting to get winded in the second quarter of that game. And already Middletown showing they can be fast, and just like they did the other day against Penn Trafford, where they just ran them to death down the stretch. That's something they're going to have to do again in this game. Again, the biggest threat right now is the big girl, 6'2", Addie Beal going to Appalachian State. And again, Gassert needs more help down low on her.
And one thing that, you know, Erie Cathedral Prep doesn't have is a deep bench. Again, because they're down two of their starters. You know, the one has been out all year, Ava Lucarati, who's going to Lemoyne College, and Natalie Spano unavailable for this game. She has a shoulder injury, but I don't think Doug Chusey goes that deep.
He may
only go 6 or 7. And you know, Middletown only goes 7, but Middletown is used to this kind of frantic pace that the Lady Raiders like to play. The Middletown with the basketball out of the timeout. It is Emma Cleland into the front court, passes it off to Jalea Stover, being harassed by Geary over there on the wing. Back out to Kozer, top of the key. Kozer, top skip and a finger roll off the window, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay Middletown ball.
Yeah, it's just a little bit far, but, you know, she likes that little finger roll every now and then. Nothing wrong with taking it.
Journey Stover to get it inbounds. Cleland trying to fight through the screen, gets it on the end line, puts it up, no good. Rebound is by Kozer, and she is going to draw the first foul of the game on Addie Beal.
Yeah, and I'd like to see her in her face a few times in this to try to get that foul trouble on Addie Beal.
So Jayla Kozer at the line, 76% from the stripe on the season. Has not scored tonight. And now she has.
What a game she had on Saturday. She was just on fire, lighting it up on Penn Trafford.
That was a redemption game for
Jayla.
Yeah,
it sure was.
You could see it. She didn't want to be remembered for the 4 points that she scored in the Giant Center. She wanted to be remembered for that one.
Mm-mm.
28 on Saturday. Second shot good as well. 8-5. Middletown's lead is 3 with 3:19 to go in the first quarter. Here comes Thrower into the front court, driving down low. Cleland knocked it away, and it's picked up by Jalea Stover. Stover to the bucket, lays it up and in. Everybody just did not pay any attention to Jalea Stover, and they just let her go right to the bucket, undefended.
We've got that highlight. We'll post that on Facebook in a few minutes.
There's Thrower in the front court. It's 10-5 Middletown. There's this bad pass and a steal. Jalea Stover again to the bucket. Up and good. Back-to-back steal and bucket for Jalea Stover. And we've got timeout. We'll step out as well. 2:44 left to play in the first quarter. It is Middletown 12, Cathedral Prep 5. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Dan's right, Pizzeria and Grill is open for carryout daily from 10:30 a.m. until 10 p.m.
That was a very impressive drive.
Sundays, 11 to 9. Pizza, subs, bowlies, salads, and fries. Their number is 717-944-1313.
All right, you got 5 seconds. Stand by.
That's J&J Pizzeria and Grill, 288 East Main Street in Middletown.
Eight-point run for the Lady Raiders. Has them up 12-5 here with 2:44 left to go in the first quarter. And there's that defensive pressure. Turn the team over and have the Stover girls go down for some uncontested layups.
And that's the speed I was talking about. You could see that just what Middletown did last week to Penn Trafford, doing it here right now. Good quickness.
Major prep to get the ball inbounds following the timeout. It is going to be thrower. Still no subs in the game either way. That's not surprising. Orlando up front gives it to Geary. Geary dribbles, looks for Beal mid-block, into the paint, tries to spin around and throw it up, and they're going to call a blocking foul, I think, on Gassard.
Stover came over and helped out a little bit. I think you're right. I think it's going to be Gassard getting that body contact in there.
And that's her second foul.
And that's exactly why you've got to keep switching people off, helping her out, because Beal just wanted to power around her, and they were letting that play on.
Aja Rossum comes in to replace Gassert. I'm sure that will not be the defensive assignment.
I would hope that they'd put Kozer on her this time.
Beal misses the second free throw. Goes 12-6. Kozer with the board. Brings it down. Goes to Cleland. Back to Kozer at the elbow. She'll dribble. Gets it stripped. Good strip by Orlando, and thrower comes up with the basketball. She'll bring it down, tries to put it through Cleland, and they're going to get the foul on Emma Cleland.
Yeah, she was flat-footed and just put the hands up, but stretched one over just a little bit. I think that's some of the wrist.
Shauna Thrower at the line, 77% free throw shooter on the season. First one is good. 12-7, Middletown leads by 5 with 2:13 left to go here in the first quarter from DuBois High School. Second shot from Thrower, that clangs out. Rebound is by Jalea Stover. She'll give it up to Cleland. Bounce pass over to Kozer. Now Cleland, top of the key. She'll dribble over, hands it off to Rossum. She'll switch directions back to Cleland in the right corner. Cleland skip pass across. Stover did a good job of keeping it alive. Got it to Kozer, forces it up, and calls the foul on Beal.
Yeah,
so Addie Beal's got two.
Yep, that's what you've got to do. Keep taking it at their big girl. Now we've got the big girl for Middletown and the big girl for Erie Cathedral Prep, both with two. Hopefully they'll yank her right now.
We'll see what Doug Chusey thinks, the head coach of the Ramblers. As Kozer at the line, first shot is good. She's got three all at the line here tonight. It's 13-7 Middletown. Second shot from Jayla Kozer on the way, also good. So she's 4 for 4 at strike, and the Raiders lead 14-7. No motion off the bench from Prep. Beal's got to stay in there. Thrower to Beal. Top of the key, Orlando. Over to Thrower. Thrower, entry pass for Beal. Puts it up. No good. Kozer, great job defending and tipping the rebound to herself. Fires it up court. Journey Stover all alone, but misses it. Jalea Stover saves it. Back to Cleland. Three on the way. That's no good. Rebound goes to Rossum. She'll put it back up and in off the backboard.
The sophomore said, hey, let it bounce to me. I'll finish it off.
16-7, Middletown by 9 with 1:15 to go in the first quarter. Thrower at center circle. She'll look to get around Rossum and picks up a hand check. Aja's first, team's fourth.
No, that last offensive run down the floor, and Kozer got the rebound. I'll tell you, Beal was very close to an over-the-back on that play. I'm surprised she's still out there right now.
The bounce pass gets to Thrower. And she'll cross the timeline here with a minute to play in the first. Geary, left wing, top of the key. Beveridge looking underneath for Beal. Puts it up and in. Just stepped right around Kozer. That's just too much height. And it's 16-9. Cleland passes off to Ross, and she almost lost it, was able to get it back. But they'll get the foul on Grace Orlando, trying to scrap for it when she saw it was loose. Fourth team foul, so both with four. So they'll shoot free throws for the last 44 seconds on any other foul. Inbounds pass gets to Kozer in the backcourt. She'll cross the timeline for the Blue Raiders. Jalea Stover, now Journey up top, and passed it to Rossum, who cut to the bucket, and the pass goes out of bounds.
We've seen that a couple times, both teams in this game. One cutting the wrong way or thrown where they thought the cut was going.
Prep gets the ball inbounds to Shauna Thrower. 5'5 sophomore point guard for this team. We go over to Geary on the left. Now over on the right, it's Beveridge. They're going to hold for the last shot here with 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Hands it off the Thrower. Out near midcourt. Bounce pass for Beal. Top of the key is Geary. Goes over for Beveridge. She's a three-point shooter. She'll take it. No good. Rebound by Kozer. 2 seconds left. She has to just chuck it down the floor, and it is no good. We played one. We'll take timeout. Our score after 8 minutes. Here it is Middletown 16, Cathedral Prep 9. Back with the second quarter after this here in the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is a proud sponsor of Middletown Athletics. Trophies, plaques, T-shirts, promotional items, and much more. Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is located at the Square on Main Street in Hummelstown or online at hughesawards.espwebsite.com.
Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is open from noon to midnight 7 days a week. The kitchen is open from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Membership information is available. That's VFW Post 1620, located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown.
Back at Du Bois Area High School, Steve Leedy along with John Wilsbach here as Middletown out to a 7-point lead here, 16-9 after one quarter of play.
Well, good first quarter. I like the speed of Middletown. I like them getting chances at the bucket. But really, Erie Cathedral Prep is living on Addie Beal out there. If the Raiders can take it right to her and get that third foul on her, because Gassard's still on the bench. But even when Gassard's in there, they've got to get her some extra help. Beal is their team right now, but the quickness by the Lady Raiders are getting it done.
Middletown to start second quarter with a basketball. It'll be Emma Cleland. Cross midcourt. She'll dribble back near the midcourt stripe. Comes over to Jalea Stover. Cross court pass to Cleland. Tries to hit Rossum along the baseline, but the pass is off the mark and out of bounds.
Yeah, and we're seeing that again where the passes just aren't crisp where they're supposed to be. And those are turnovers, but the Lady Raiders go in the full court man.
Shauna Thrower picked up by Rossum at midcourt. Thrower looking to blow by her, going to the bucket. No good. Rebound by Kozer. Good job by Rossum there defensively. Staying in her way the whole time. Here goes Kozer to the bucket. Misses, but follows her own rebound up off the window and good.
Almost like she knew it was going to be a bad shot. She just followed with it and just put it right back up.
Thrower across the midcourt, strike with a pass to Beveridge, down into the corner. Orlando looking to get it inside. It went over the head of Beal, but Thrower able to run it down and save the possession for the Ramblers.
Kozer could have had that ball. She thought it was going to go out of bounds.
Thrower. Right side in the front court, spins, gets around Rossum, going to the bucket, puts it up and in. Kozer got a hand in there defensively, but Thrower able to put it up and gets the ball to fall through. It kind of hung on the front of the rim. Journey Stover over to Jalea Stover as it's 18-11 now, Middletown by 7. Rossum almost caught by surprise there, but got the pass over to Cleland. She'll drive down to the baseline, goes underneath, ran out of room, fired it back underneath the underside of the backboard, and they're going to call that out of bounds or just out of play.
Hitting
because
the backboard,
hit the
underside
of the backboard. And Prep will have possession.
A lot of deep passes by the Lady Raiders. They've got to move towards the ball again. Instead, they're making cross-court passes. Don't need that.
Throw her into the front court. Geary, and Journey Stover reaches in and commits the foul.
Almost had a pick there on Geary. She got the pass, and Stover was right there. Got a piece of the ball, but also got a piece of the hand.
Jessica Beveridge to get it inbounds. Thrower gets it in the backcourt. Comes across with a pass to Beal. Back to Geary. Over to Thrower. Looking for Beal. Down low. Gets underneath. Backs in to Kozer. And they're going to call the foul on Kozer.
Yeah, and Kozer just made her argument, and I agree with her. Geary, when she gets that ball, she slams backwards.
You mean Beal?
Beal. So you've got to learn now. She's going to do that. Take that ball. Let her hit into you and go down. Don't make it look like an ugly flop. You've got to make sure it's a good, solid hit and take it down. Don't try to stand your ground.
Her shot by Beal is good. 18-12. Prep trails by six here. And 6:04 to go in the first half. Second shot from Beal. Also good. She's got 10. For the Ramblers, 18-13. Middletown by five. Cleland bounce pass to Jalea Stover. Back to Cleland, center circle. Journey Stover, left wing. Left corner is Rossum. She has to dribble out into the front court. Goes back over to Kozer. Kozer on the left side, gets down to the left corner, runs out of room, has to pass it back out to Rossum. Rossum, double teamed out near midcourt, passes it off to Cleland. Cleland dumps it to Kozer, puts it up, no good. Rebound by Geary. Good look there.
Yeah, just a little chippy shot on the inside.
Now both Stovers are harassing Thrower in the backcourt, and a bad pass. Here comes Rossum the other way to the bucket. She'll lay it up, misses it. Gets the rebound, though, as it was off the window, and it comes back to Kozer. Kozer, foul line, still with the dribble. Goes over to Cleland on the right. Cleland dribbles to the foul line. The floater off the window, no good. Rebound, Geary. And she'll give it up to Shauna Thrower. 5 minutes to go in the first half, 18-13, Middletown by five.
The last time down, I don't think Rossum realized the Thrower gave up and wasn't even going to cover her on the layup.
Thrower trying to get around Rossum, now spins back to center circle. Gives it to Beal up front. She's working against Kozer. Hands it off to Thrower. Down in the corner is Beveridge looking underneath, and Beal just backs into Kozer and lays it up and in.
They've got a front and back her, and I don't know why they're still going single coverage. They did single coverage with Gassert, and now they're doing single coverage with Kozer.
Jalea Stover being harassed by Orlando. She'll drive around everyone to the bucket, no good. Rebound by Beal, and she'll give it to Thrower, and Prep making a little bit of a move here. They've scored the last 6 points here, and they've closed it to three.
Well, the Raiders have had the chances, just a little chippy shots and missing them on the inside.
They're looking to get it inside to Beal. And now you see Stover on helping out underneath. They get it to Beal, and she just runs right over Stover. Shot no good, but gets her own rebound, back up and in.
Yeah, she went over the back of Cleland on the rebound.
18-17. Prep within a point here, and it's all been on the back of Addison Beal. She has 14 of the Ramblers, 17. There's Rossum, Journey Stover, 15-foot jumper. That is an air ball, and it is going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Prep ball.
I'd take a time out here to talk about this. You got to settle your team down.
That they will. The timeout on the floor. We'll step out as well. 3:26 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 18, Cathedral Prep 17. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
We're better together at the Middletown Home, a continuing care community for folks of all ages. Yep. Enjoy an independent lifestyle in a large apartment with kitchen and laundry. There's assisted living in your own personal apartment, even short-term rehab for a quick recovery, and a health center with 24-hour skilled care. The Middletown Home is the mansion on the hill across
from the airport
on Route 230. Take a tour and find out more at MiddletownHome.org or check out our Facebook page.
Boys High School, Steve Lee, John Wilsbach. Pleasant, what, about 2.5, almost 3-hour drive to get up here.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
But nice day for a nice drive.
Check out our Facebook page. We've got the first quarter highlight on there of Jalea Stover and her take to the bucket. Trying to get you another highlight here before halftime. Yeah, Middletown needed a timeout there, Steve, because they were missing some easy shots on the inside. They could have easily put about 6 more points on here in the last couple minutes, and they didn't. And we saw the last time down Beal, when she went up for her shot, Kozer did fall back. They called nothing. And then on her miss, she went over top of Cleland, who tried to box her out, and they called nothing. But you've got to front and back the big girl of Erie Cathedral Prep. But these officials have got to make sure they start seeing that contact. And if I'm the head coach of Middletown, Lasonda Dixon, I'm in their ear about it.
Here's a Prep with the basketball following the timeout. Let's throw her. She gets around Rossum, going to the bucket. Too strong, though. Rebound by Kozer. She'll bring it down quickly for Middletown. Kozer, foul line, jumper, good. Neela Kozer with 8, 20, 17, Middletown by 3.
She saw Beal falling back underneath the bucket, so she had those few feet, took advantage of it.
Journey Stover knocks the ball into the backcourt, tries to out-hustle Orlando to it, but Orlando had the position, and Journey Stover going to pick up the foul.
Good hustle. After the first attempt, don't go on the body, and that's what she did, kind of wiped her out.
Yeah, Orlando did a good job of putting her body in the right position where the ball was. So we've got...
So we've got a fan warning right now to... Looks like one of the Erie Cathedral moms or a female who was just warned by the official about, do you want to stay or not?
Yeah, right at the midcourt stripe. So hard to say which side they're on, but here is a nice backdoor cut. Orlando going to the bucket, no good. Rebound, Kozer. And he'll bring it up for the Raiders. Kozer down the left side of the lane, just throws it up, no good. Rebound, thrower ends up with it. Four Prep. She'll run it down the floor. Puts it into the front court. Picked up by Rossum at center circle. Deal with it top of the key. Gassert back in the game for Middletown. And she is got pushed by Beal going backwards. Goes down to Geary. Geary left corner. Comes back out to Orlando. Cross court to Beveridge. Now it's thrower. Back to Beveridge. Beal up top setting a screen. Thrower back to Orlando. Over to Geary. Passes it back to Beveridge. Puts inside for Beal. Gassert got a hand on it. Beal got it. Can't go inside. Has to come back outside. Now Gassert almost strips it. Beal still with the dribble. There's a tip pass. Stolen away by Journey Stover. Stover. Bounce pass. Emma Cleland. She'll drive. Runs into Beal. Has to come back out to Kozer. Now it's Cleland. She'll go down the lane. Stops. Pops. Got it. Emma Cleland with 4 and the Middletown lead is 5. 22-17. Good defense there by Destiny Gassert
sure that was time
on Beal. Here's thrower at midcourt. There's Cleland knocking the pass out of bounds. Beveridge got it knocked away from her. And Prep will inbound in front of the scorer's table on the far side. Beveridge into thrower. 1:10 to go in the half. Middletown by 5. Thrower trying to get around Rossum. They set up a double screen up top, which does nothing. Geary, and there is a travel as soon as she got the basketball.
Yeah, did a little fake and moved the feet.
So Middletown with the ball here with 1 minute to go in the first half. See what Middletown elects to do. I think a minute's a lot of time for Middletown to try to hold. Rossum, bounce pass, but it gets kicked out of bounds by Shauna Thrower.
Got to move to the basketball. We're seeing a lot of stationary bodies for Middletown and trying to pass. That was a problem they had in the district championship game. They've got to move to the basketball, and whoever's going to receive it next, not stand where they're at and just hope it's going to make it to them.
Bounce pass gets to Rossum in the backcourt. Steps into the front court, has it top of the key, over to Journey Stover. Fires a pass to Kozer up top. Gets it knocked away from her. She picks it back up, throws it to the bucket. No good, and it's out of bounds off of Middletown.
Now, Cathedral Prep thought it was a travel and or a double dribble. It didn't matter. She got blocked on her shot, and it came right back to her.
Cathedral Prep with the basketball. 35 seconds to go in the half. Middletown by five. Here with Shauna Thrower at center circle. She'll dribble, and they call a timeout. Timeout taken by Doug Chuzy of Cathedral Prep.
Well, I think they see the Thrower's getting, she's getting tormented out there. And, you know, we saw that late in the game on Saturday where the Stovers and Rossum and Cleland, their quickness, their speed, just get the hands in there and making the steals. And that's where Erie Cathedral Prep has had problems in this game with working that ball around. When they get to Beal, they don't worry about anything. You've got to keep that ball denied to Beal and just keep them out front, keep them working around, and make the steal when you can.
So Doug Chuzy setting up his final possession here of the half, more than likely, with 25 seconds to go. And the Lady Raiders leading by five. Oh, by the way, the West York game that was at Altoona between them and South Fayette is over. South Fayette, I guess, did them a favor and just didn't bother to score in the fourth quarter. Final score was South Fayette 70, West York 41. Cathedral Prep to inbound. Going to be Beveridge looking to get it inbounds. They do so to Thrower in the backcourt. Thrower at center circle. Screen. Up top, gives it to Orlando. She works off a screen, goes to Beveridge. Beveridge. Beal is just a permanent screen up top here on these passes. Now Beal gets it over in the left wing. Top of the key is Geary. She's left wide open. She doesn't take it. Over to Beveridge. Steps inside the arc, passes it inside. Geary gets it knocked away. It's loose at the buzzer, and they cannot get a shot away. Good first half for the Middletown Lady Raiders. They take the lead into halftime, or score at the break here. It's Middletown 22, Cathedral Prep 17. Stay tuned for the halftime show coming up here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
DHL Supply Chain is present in 55 countries with more than 140,000 employees and over 1,400 warehouses and offices. Solving problems and creating solutions, it's DHL Supply Chain. Proud supporters of Blue Raider Athletics and Academics.
Giant Company is proud to support the Blue Raiders. At Giant, you score big bonus buys and choice rewards every time you shop. And with brands you won't find anywhere else, like Giant Brand, Nature's Promise, and Care One. Giant, nutrition, health, and pharmacy resources all in one place.
Score's a little low, but at least we're in the lead.
With over 100 local food banks. Good luck, Blue Raiders, from Giant.
The Hetrick Center has been serving the Middletown area since 1979. The Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists. They have locations in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. That's the Hetrick Center, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Dominic D. DeFrancesco Memorial American Legion Post 594 is located on East High Street, Middletown. American Legion Post 594 is available for your next party or function. New members are welcome. And don't forget about the dinners and entertainment on Friday and Saturdays at Dominic D. DeFrancesco Memorial American Legion Post 594. They've got a Facebook page for more information.
Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, proudly serves the Middletown area. Michelle and Doug Lutz are proud Blue Raider alumni. Michelle's Creations With You in Mind has flowers, centerpieces, bouquets, wreaths, and they're a member of the Teleflora Network. Their number is 717-944-5425.
5 seconds, stand by.
Or online at creationswithyouinmind.com.
Welcome back to Du Bois High School. Steve Leedy along with John Wilsbach here at halftime, where Middletown leads Erie Cathedral Prep 22-17. Good first half for Middletown. There was a little run there in the beginning of the second quarter where Cathedral Prep was feeding the big girl, Addie Beal, and she has 14 of their 17 points here at halftime. They went on a little run, but Middletown with 4 points to close out the quarter and take a five-point lead into halftime.
She's a dominant figure on the inside, and that's what you've got to focus on in this game. Look, she's going to get her points. Thing is, you've just got to make sure you restrict them down a little bit and make sure you take care of the rest of the team that's out there. But Gassard can't do it alone out there, and we saw here late in the second, she was finally starting to get a little help here and there down low. But again, I'd also like to see a little bit better coverage by the officials, seeing some of the pushing that's going on down there and some of the over-the-backs I thought she got away with. But, you know, that's part of being a big person. You're going to be seen with doing things like that a lot easier than others. So we'll see what happens here in the second half if the Raiders change how they handle her defensively.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that the officiating has been inconsistent, though. It's been pretty consistent
right.
Both ways.
Yeah,
and it's been a little tough at times to get a foul called on you in this first half. I think that's kind of been the trend that we've seen here in the playoffs, I think. A lot of the officials are letting things go, especially late in the season we saw that,
yeah.
And here in the playoffs. And I think it's a lot better to do it that way than to be whistle-happy and have everybody foul
right.
out, you know. But
and I don't have a problem with that, but
yeah.
But you're consistent. But the thing is, there are times when, especially like we saw in the Dillsburg game, at the end of the game, when you know it's going to be fouling, you've got to make those calls. And in this case, you just can't let the big girl roll over people all the time and not see when there's a push off with the arm or an over the back. And you've got to be a little more cognizant of that, I think.
Yeah, and those situations, you always know that the taller, the more of a height advantage you have. Like, Beal is 6'2", Gassard is 5'11". You put their arms straight up, and what's the advantage then? 6 inches, maybe?
Yeah.
So, you know, the taller player is always going to have, we'll say, a better look on those high balls than the shorter player. And a lot of times that factors into things in the officials' minds.
But there's no doubt about it who the quicker team is on the floor.
Yeah.
And there was that one little flurry there in the second quarter where the Lady Raiders missed an easy five-footer, missed an easy layup going to the bucket when they Erie pretty much had given up on the layup, and then another easy shot on the inside. So I think that they've got to get it out of their head that they might get blocked. You've got to go to the bucket strong and not worried if you're going to get blocked or not. Half of those, Beal wasn't even there on the play. That's how quick the Raiders got it up the floor. Just take it right to the bucket.
All right, we're at halftime here. Middletown leading Erie Cathedral Prep 22-17. Again, the winner of this game will face Peters Township or Thomas Jefferson. Most people expect Peters Township to be that team. They've got a 6'3 Miami, Florida recruit. I believe her name is Natalie Wetzel, I believe is her name. She's one of the top 100 players, according to like ESPN, U or whatever, top 100 in the country. So that's going to be tough. And they beat South Fayette in the WPIL championship game. You see what South Fayette did to West York, up 70-30 after three quarters.
Yeah, so it gives you an idea of what you're going to go against if you win this game.
Everybody pretty much knew that in the West, the two teams to beat were the two from the WPIL. It was South Fayette and Peters Township, and that's what awaits the winner of this game. If Middletown were to hold on and win this game, regardless of the opponent, Peters Township or Thomas Jefferson, that game likely to land at Altoona. That's pretty much
In the mid.
The Pittsburgh versus Harrisburg area almost always is an Altoona game, so that's likely where they would play on Saturday. And then there's an expanded expanded playoffs, at least calendar-wise, because after this round, they play on Saturday, and then the next game would be the following Saturday, and then the state championship game is the Saturday after that. Hmm. So there's a full week in between the quarterfinals and the semifinals, and a full week between the semifinals and the finals.
It's the St. Patrick's break.
Yeah. Yeah, a full week off for St. Patty's Day.
Hey, we want to thank the Middletown Area Alumni Association. They're the ones who have helped provide us our streaming services and cost. So those of you who listen online at WMSSFM.com or you're listening to the TuneIn app, you can thank the Middletown Area Alumni Association for their support of WMSS. And we thank the Blue and Gold Club, who helps us every year with our playoff fees for these games. So look for their flyer coming out here in the next month or so regarding their annual raffle, and make sure you give generously.
All right, we'll take time out. When we come back, we'll have the start of the second half. Again, our score at halftime here, it is Middletown 22, Cathedral Prep 17. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Tim Clouser has buyer and seller representation, real estate appraisal, new construction, and more. Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select. His number is 717-526-4300 or online at tclouser.harrisburghomes.net.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Gingrich Memorials is the oldest business in Middletown, celebrating 100 years of service to the community. Gingrich Memorials has their own art staff and in-house laser, and they wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season. That's Gingrich Memorials, 568 North Union Street in Middletown.
Daly's Golf on East Main Street in Middletown does everything automotive. Tune-ups, inspection, tires, exhaust, brakes, even towing. Daly's Golf is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's Daly's Golf, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. They cook up a wide selection of pasta, steaks, seafood, salads, and desserts. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed on Tuesdays. That's the Brownstone
right,
Cafe
seconds,
of downtown
by.
Middletown, a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics.
Steve Lee, John Wilsbach here, Middletown leading Cathedral Prep 22-17 at halftime 5A girls basketball.
Our studio producer is Brody Keating for this game.
Now let's take a look at the District 3 teams from last night that were in action. 6A girls, Central Dauphin, a winner. They beat Parkland 39-23. They'll next play Archbishop Carroll in the next round. Lebanon, Dallastown, both losers, as was Altoona, who got beat 54-38 by Garnet Valley, the runner-up from District 1. 5A boys, York Suburban lost in overtime to Upper Moreland. West York beat Peters Township 75-49. They'll next play Hershey, who got a free pass because of that Uniontown-Meadville scrap. It was a double forfeit from the PIAA, so Hershey gets a free pass into Friday's quarterfinals. 4A boys, Eastern York, Susquehanna Township, both lost. Burks Catholic, the District 3 champion, won. They'll next play Sharon. Cathedral Prep won their game against Grove City by 22 last night on the boys' side. 3A girls, Peckway Valley and Trinity, both won. They do not play each other in the next round. 2A girls, Shalom Christian Academy and York Catholic, the District 3 champion, both lost. And in 1A boys, High Point Baptist, Shalom Christian, both lost. Lancaster Country Day and La Academia Charter, both were winners. Here we are at 22-17. Middletown with a five-point lead. Ramblers start the second half with a basketball. It's Orlando. She goes to Beveridge, into Beal, to the bucket, up and good, and a foul right away on Gassert. That's her third.
Gassert's holding her hands out like, look, I didn't even stop her. She just went around me. And that's number three, as you mentioned.
Stats in the first half, Shauna Thrower with three. Addie Beal with the rest, so she's got 16 now for Prep. And they make it 17 as she converts on the three-point play. For Middletown, Kozer, eight. Cleland, four. Jalea Stover, six. Rossum, two. And Journey Stover with two. Jalea Stover over on the right wing. Goes over to Cleland in the corner. Looks for Kozier along the baseline. Gets it to Gassert. Back out to Stover. Now it's Journey Stover. She'll take the three. That's off the mark. Rebound by Jalea Stover. She'll give it to Cleland. Cleland at the elbow. Journey Stover lost it, but tips it to Cleland, and she has to dribble away. Back to the wing. Fires it across to Journey Stover. I'm sorry, Jalea Stover, and she double dribbled with it.
Yeah, put it down once. Stop. Forgot she did that. Put it down again.
7-12 to go in the third. 22-20. Middletown clinging to a two-point lead. She want to throw her in the front court. Trying to get around Stover. Goes top of the key. Now it's Geary. Down in the corner, Beveridge. Back to Geary. She'll take the three. That's out. Rebound by Cleland. Cleland brings it down herself. Top of the key now on the right wing. Dribbles back around. Gives it to Journey Stover. Stover dribbling. Bounce past Jalea Stover. Jalea Stover hands it to Cleland. Cleland to the elbow. Spins around. Back to the wing. Got it poked away and it's loose and it's going to be out of bounds off of Geary. And remain Middletown ball.
Yeah, double team, but had her head down. Didn't have anyone else around to pass to, nor was she looking, and luckily got bailed out by the touch by Prep.
Emma to try to get it inbound. Journey Stover is wide open over on the far side. Gets it there. Now back to Kozier. Top of the key. Kozier hands it off to Cleland left wing. She'll dribble. Spins trying to get around. Thrower. Tried to pass it off but lost the ball, but instead gets it over to Jalea Stover. Tries a three. No good. Rebound Beal. Addie Beal will bring it up the floor. Hands it off to Thrower at midcourt. Prep trails by two here with 6:12 to go in the third. Geary down to Beveridge in the corner. Long skip pass across to Orlando. Into Beal. Puts it up and in.
Oh, she's got such great footwork. She gets that ball and she just turns so nicely with her right or her left and puts it up. And that's why you've got a front and backer, and they're not doing it.
There goes Jalea Stover down low. Out of control, spins and gives it to Kozier. Kozier in the corner. Fires it across to Cleland. Cleland got a reach foul called on Orlando.
Not a bad foul to take. It's a non-shooting foul.
Again, it's been Addie Beal with 19 of the 22 points for Prep. There's Cleland up top. Goes to Stover. Long pass to nobody.
You can't keep doing those, what I call the cross-court pass. You know, it's one side to the other does not work very well. You've got to move to the basketball, and we're not seeing that. We saw that problem in the district championship, too, where everyone just kind of stood where they were and kept trying to pass. You've got to move and pass, move and pass. And again, you can outwork this Prep team with your speed and your quickness.
Orlando across the timeline to Beal with a pass. Now back to Geary. Now to Orlando. Now Thrower. She'll take a deep three. That's off the mark. Beal gets the rebound. Puts it up and in. Beal with 21. And it's 24-22. Prep has their first lead. I think of the game. There's a three attempt by Kozier. No good. Rebound. Cleland gets it. Baseline jumper up and good. Side at 24.
Yeah, Kozier's shot was way off, but luckily Cleland right down low there, able to grab it. She's clapping her hands right now, yelling at her teammates. Let's go.
24-24, Orlando. Out front, gets it to Beal. Beal at the top. Staring at Gassert, now steps back. She'll shoot the three, that's short. Rebound comes all the way out to Gassert. She'll give it to Cleland. Top of the key. Kozier. She'll drive to the baseline, dishes it off. Gassert off the window, no good. Kozier gets the rebound, and is it going to be a foul?
Yeah, they're gonna get Geary on this one, I think. You know, I don't know, maybe not. I thought it was Geary who they were calling that foul on.
Yeah, it is Geary.
Okay, she was double, triple teamed. Kozier was, so they had to get someone on the bailout there.
Cleland gets it to Stover, who puts it up. No good. Rebound run down by Thrower in the corner. Quickly up, they get it to Geary. Underneath, Beal got Stover got, or rather, Gassert got the meat hooks out there, and nothing called. Rebound by Middletown. Here comes Kozer. Euro step down the lane, up and good.
Yeah, should have been a foul at the other end on Gassert, and then even on Kozer, who came in for the rebound. And again, they've let him play now on that.
We do call him both ways.
Yeah, you got that right.
Thrower into the front court for Prep. Gets around Rossum. Now Rossum gets back in front. Geary down in the corner. Here's Orlando. Still dribble to the wing. Geary at the elbow. Back to Thrower. Thrower just holding. Now she'll dribble against Rossum. And get it to Orlando. Around it goes. Geary drives in. Gets around Kozer with about three steps on the... That's the Euro and Asia, both continent travel there.
Yeah, but Doug Chuzzi, he's going to get warned by the official, and she just said step back because he said, hey, Kozer had that same move at the other end. Ah, she did it much better on this end.
That was definitely not. That was another step or two on this end. By the way, we're the only media outlet here at Du Bois High School. There's no huddle, there's no NFHS, so we probably have a lot of people up in Erie listening to us tonight. We do want to pass along our condolences. Pat Sytuck, a 43-year math teacher for Cathedral Prep. He was 72 years old. They had a benefit for him and his family just on Sunday. Raised a lot of money for his family, and he passed away on Monday morning.
That's a shame.
So, and he was one of the members of the media here from Erie said he's probably the best offensive line coach in District 10 history. So, you know, kind of a figure like when Ed Bruner passed away at Middletown. That's the kind of guy that Pat Sytuck was, and I know a lot of people up in Erie have broken hearts here early in the week.
My best to them. Good game here. It's a tight one. It's the Beal show. She is so tough on the inside.
Yep, 21 of the 24 Prep points belong to Addie Beal, who is going to Appalachian State to play basketball. And here the Middletown Lady Raiders have a two-point lead with 3:20 to go in the third. Rossum. Over on the right wing. He'll pass it over to Stover, who passed it right into the hands of Beal. Down court comes Thrower. Now it's back to Beveridge. Over to Geary. Down the corner, Orlando will try the three. It's good.
Yeah, didn't get over there fast enough. She's not very tall, but she obviously can hit it from the corner.
First three-pointer made in the ball game by the Ramblers, and they'll take the lead here, 27-24. Here's Cleland down into the corner. She'll dribble back out to the wing, fires it across to Stover. Now it's Kozer, and she'll get pushed from behind. That should be on Thrower, her first.
Yeah, that's her way of trying to do a little guarding. You get the hand check on her.
2:40 to go into third. Prep has not subbed a single person the entire game. Inbounds pass gets to Gassert. She'll give it back to Cleland. Cleland, as Thrower goes down to the floor. Cleland tries it, no good. Rebound put back up by Gassert. That's no good. Beal the rebound, and we're going to have a foul, probably Kozer.
Yeah,
no, good. They're giving it to Gassert, and that's her fourth. I thought they were going to get Kozer from the front there. Instead, it's going to be on Destiny Gassert, her fourth.
Right there's an example. Gassert had that open shot on the inside, just a little bit too strong. She's a junior. Some for her to work on in the offseason. Softening up that quick inside shot.
Thrower out front for Prep, who lead here 27-26. Beal trying to hand it off to Thrower. Does so. Thrower will take the three. That's off the mark. Rebound goes. Saved from going out of bounds by Prep. And it's going to be Orlando who gets it into Thrower.
Oh, Raiders just watched it. They thought it was going to go out of bounds and didn't go after it.
There's a three from Geary. That short rebound is by Cleland. And Cleland will bring it down herself. Going right to the bucket, dishes it off to Stover. That's Journey Stover, her first field goal. She's got four. And Middletown's taking the lead again, 28-27. 1:35 to go in the third. Thrower across midcourt. Stover steals it. Great save going out of bounds. Here comes Cleland. Bounce pass. Rossum backdoor up and good. Good steal and bucket. 30-27 Middletown by three. Great hustle by Journey Stover.
Absolutely. This is where you're going to beat this team. You've got to play fast. We saw it at the end of that Penn Trafford game. Run them.
Beveridge talking to Coach Chuzzi, and we're going to get Cleland on a reach there as she tried to tie up the ball. When Beveridge looked over to Chuzzi, Cleland reached over and tried to tie up the ball.
Not a bad foul to take, though. Only the third team foul here in the quarter.
Yeah. 1:05 to go in the third. Gassert comes out. Caveridge in for Middletown. Yes, they'll get it inbounds. To Shauna Thrower in the backcourt. And 1 minute to go in the third. Middletown by three. There's a pass going to Orlando to the bucket. And Journey Stover, we'll just say she brought out the cleaver there.
Yeah, well, she got burnt cutting to the bucket on the left side. She had no other recourse. She's quick, but when you're only about 7-8 feet from the bucket and you're already moving to the bucket, yeah, she was going to have to play some hard catch-up.
Grace Orlando to the line. The numbers we have on her, 30% on the season. But the first one is good. She'll get one more. The town lead is two. Second shot on the way. This one also good. I don't know if that looks like a 30% stroke from the free throw line. But they were both good. 30-29. Middletown by one. Jalea Stover. Cleland over to Caveridge. Looking for Kozer. Down along the baseline. Spins back around. Looking to force it up. Does so. I think Beal might have got a piece of it. Geary the rebound. Gets it to Thrower. 33 seconds to go in the quarter. Middletown by a point. Thrower out near midcourt. Rossum out trying to guard. 5 second clock not running. So Thrower just holding it. 16 to go in the quarter. There's a pass over to Beveridge, and Cleland going to be whistled for the foul. Now that's her third. So that's something to keep an eye on.
And the team fifth, is it not?
No, I think it's a
fourth.
No,
it is
a fifth. It is a fifth, yeah. So that's free throws for Jessica Beveridge, who we don't have free throw stats on her. That means she doesn't have that many attempts on the season. But she is a three-point shooter for this team, so you have to assume she's not too bad from the line. But first one is no good.
Well, you've got to have a supporting cast around you, and obviously, Addie Beal has done most of the work, but, you know, she's getting the help she needs out there from Thrower, Geary, and Orlando.
Second shot is good from Beveridge, and we are tied at 30. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Jalea Stover. Looks cross-court to Cleland. 5 seconds to go. Cleland back into a double team. She just chucks it up underneath. Rossum gets it and can't get the pass off to Caveridge in time. So we'll take timeout. One quarter to go. Our score after three, it's Middletown 30, Cathedral Prep 30. Back with the fourth quarter after this here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Middletown Moose.
All right, how many do you want?
Lodge 410 is Middletown's Family Fun Center. They have dinners.
Also, Damien's here, so I can just leave after I'm done.
Activities year-round. Membership is available. The Middletown Moose, located at 100 Mill Street in Middletown. Good luck, Raiders.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to noon, or by appointment. Jack's Auto Sales is located at 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230. Their number is 944-7363 or online at jacksautosales.net.
Come on.
Welcome back to DuBois High School. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach with you. Brody Keating Kept us on the air there for a while. He'll be handing it over to Damian Templin here directly. We've got 8 minutes to go here, and it is 30-30 in Middletown and Cathedral Prep, 5A girls, second round state playoff game.
And we just updated a highlight there of Journey Stover's bucket at the near the end of the third quarter. All right, well, look, this is where it's going to come down. Can you stop Addy Beal? Can you maybe put enough pressure on the other four on her team to keep that ball away from her and score on it?
Middletown will start the fourth quarter with the basketball. Riley Caverich will cross into the front court. Journey Stover, now it's Emma Cleland in the corner. Back to Kozer. Kozer with the dribble, almost lost it. Now spins around, gives it to Cleland in the corner. Cleland off a screen from Kozer, comes out, gives it to Caverich. She will travel.
Didn't know who to go with. Rossum had gone back out behind her toward the top, and Stover was just standing still down the right side, so good pressure around her and just move the feet just a little bit too much.
Prep with the basketball. Shauna Thrower in the backcourt. She'll walk it across the timeline, met by Rossum. Beal has it. She'll launch a three, and it's good.
They left her alone. They left her do it. She was out there wide open.
33-30, biggest lead of the game for Prep. As Beal hits the three, Stover takes a long two, too strong, rebound by Geary. Geary gives it to Shauna Thrower, and she'll walk it up for Prep. Beal on the left wing, back to Orlando, back now to Thrower, looking inside for Beal. Caverich got a hand in there, Beal got it, it's poked around, Beal gets it again, and this time they're going to get a foul on Middletown, maybe Caverich up front here.
They all helped out. Kozer's trying to guard her as soon as Beal got the ball, got help from Caverich, and then Cleland stepped down low. Stover was over there. They're all trying to get it from her. She just knows how to play so big on the inside and does it so well. And you can see why Appalachian State so big at recruiting her.
Shots at the line for Addy Beal. First shot, no good. She is now 5-for-7 at the stripe. 73% on the season. Trying to put Prep up by four. Second shot for Beal on the way. This one is good. 34-30. Middletown trails by four. Cleland gives it to Kozer at the foul line. Back to Cleland. Cleland at the top, dribbling.
Almost a 2-3 zone right now for Erie Cathedral.
Here's Stover. Bounce pass Kozer in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound by Beal. Up court to Thrower. Thrower. Beal down the lane. Puts it up and in.
And look at that. She was just on the fly. Got that pass going right to the bucket. They gave her the right side of the lane. You can't do that against her.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step out as well. 6:23 left to go in the fourth quarter. Things are tilting the Ramblers' way. It is Erie Cathedral Prep 36, Middletown 30. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
All right,
Middletown
how many do you
want? In business since 1955, is now stocking redwood. Still your local source for hardwoods to framing lumber, western red cedar to custom decks. They're located at 2 Clinton Avenue in Middletown. It's Middletown Lumber at 717-944-4005 or online at middletownlumber.com.
Your number one choice for local sports coverage, this is Super 91, WMSS Middletown.
All right.
J&J Pizzeria and Grill is open for carryout daily from 10:30 a.m. until 10 p.m., Sundays 11 to 9. Pizza, subs, bowlies, salads, and fries. Their number is 717-944-1313. That's J&J Pizzeria and Grill, 288 East Main Street in Middletown.
.623 to go in the fourth quarter, 36-30. Cathedral Prep has rattled off the first 6 points here of the quarter, and Middletown all of a sudden finds themselves down by a half dozen.
Yeah, they're going up against a 2-1-2-2-3 zone. Beals has taken up all the middle, and they got Gassert back in for Middletown.
It's Cleland, nice pass to Gassert, back door, up and good. First points of the game for Destiny Gassert. It is 36-32.
And Beal committed to trying to go out toward the foul line and gave up that backside.
Beal out front. Kozer is on her now with thrower off of a screen over to Geary. Geary looks in for Beal. Gets around Kozer to the bucket. No good. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Cleland. Cleland down the floor. Stops at the elbow. Now into the lane. Puts it up off balance. No good. Rebound thrower. I think Cleland just didn't have any options there, couldn't pass it to anybody, and just had to throw it up off balance. So here's thrower into the front court. Screen over on the backside of Beveridge in the corner. Here's Orlando for three. It's good. Her second three of the game, and they have both been big for Cathedral Prep. They're now up by seven, 39-32.
The Lady Raiders trying to help defensively on Beal, and that just leaves someone open.
Cleland, baseline jumper, that's no good. Gassert, the rebound, and she'll get fouled. So Destiny Gassert to the line to shoot a couple, and the foul is on Beveridge.
And the Ramblers realize that. They see now here in this fourth, the Raiders are really dumping down. When Beal gets that basketball, two, three girls are, someone's open. And both times down there in the corner, able to hit it.
There's Destiny Gassert. First shot on the way. That's no good. 38% on the season from the stripe. Second shot on the way. This is way high and missed everything. Rebound. Well, it's just out of bounds because she didn't hit rim.
I think she's frustrated. She's a little rattled. She's going with a D1 player out there, and she's been getting the foul calls on her, and it's tough.
Middletown's got to ratchet up the defense as best they can here. He goes thrower down the lane, gets around Rossum to the bucket, up and good.
Yeah, got around Rossum, and Stover, Journey Stover, just let her go by two.
And Rossum to Cleland with Prep up by nine. Here is Gassert, backdoor, no good. Rebound is by thrower. Kozer was there but couldn't control it. Up court, it gets to Beal, and she bumps into Cleland, but they're going to get Cleland with the foul.
Cleland should have gone down because she had the position and got bumped and should have gone down. Instead, the call against Cleland. But look at the chippy at the other end by Gassert. What we've seen now, about five little ones here in this game by Middletown, just missing those inside shots, and they catch up with it.
First shot by Beal is good, and this one is slipping away from the Lady Raiders.
Yeah, they found themselves down against Penn Trafford, turned it on. And I think that's what they're going to have to do down the stretch here. Just go that full court, man-to-man, trap, press, try to get the turnovers.
Second shot from Beal is good. She's got 29. 43-32. The lead is 11 for the Ramblers. Here it is, Cleland out front. Gets it to Jalea Stover, drives down low and loses it out of bounds.
Yeah, they're losing their composure. And they just don't have the answers offensively. Just such a big presence on that inside. They're just not able to get anything open. And getting a great job defensively out front by Thrower and also by Geary.
Thrower bring it down as we reach the midpoint of the fourth quarter with an 11-point lead. Here's Orlando in the corner for three. It rattles out. Kozer trying to get the rebound, and she wrestles it away. 4-on-2. Kozer blows by the defender. Got fouled. Nothing called. But Cleland steps back with the rebound. Thought about it. Now she'll hoist the three. That's in and out. Gassert gets the rebound. She'll give it to Journey Stover, and there is a foul. Is that on Orlando?
I think they're going to put that on Orlando.
I didn't really see it. I think that might have been a second or so late on the whistle. But a timeout taken on the floor will step out as well. 3:45 left to go in the fourth quarter. It is Cathedral Prep 43, Middletown 32. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is a proud sponsor of Middletown Athletics.
Right, how many?
Trophies, plaques, T-shirts, promotional items, and much right. more. Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is located at the Square on Main Street in Hummelstown or online at hughesawards.espwebsite.com.
Back at DuBois High School, Steve Leedy and John Wilsbach with you here at Cathedral Prep. After being tied 30-30 at the end of the third quarter, they have taken control here with a 13-2 run to start off this fourth quarter. And with 3:45 to go, it is 43-32 in favor of the Ramblers.
Yeah, Raiders just don't have an answer right now. I can still remember that game 40 years ago, Steve, up in Scranton, and Lady Raiders losing to Nanticoke in this second round with Amy Holman, Jill Rishar, Chris Smith, so many other players. Tough way to end a season. But Raiders are still in this, but they've got to get something going right now. 3:45 is a lot of time. And you got a lot of room you got to make up with 11 down.
As Cleland drives foul line, puts it up and in, gets a dead bounce off the rim, and gets it to go. 43-34. Lead is 9. Middletown has to ratchet it up here and get some turnovers if they can. Thrower, and she is going to be fouled by Jalea Stover. First foul on Jalea, so not a bad foul there. Third foul for Middletown in the quarter.
No, that play aggressive. That was out front. No reason not to.
Thrower gets it in to Beal. Bounce pass back to Thrower. Thrower dribbling along the sideline on the right side. Goes down low, forces it up. No good, but gets fouled. And that's going to be two shots for Shauna Thrower, who is a good free throw shooter. So that's advantage Prep.
And Shauna Thrower is just a sophomore. They've got her coming back next year. They've got to be excited what she's going to provide, and also Grace Orlando and Beveridge. And this team and Gary. And you've got the senior just kind of controlling things out there. Talks to her teammates.
And the foul was on Jalea Stover, her second. Thrower misses the first free throw. She has another, though. Second shot on the way. Short. Rebound is going to go out of bounds off of Prep.
Well, this is one where it may have been more touched by Kozer, but Gary was behind her and bumped her in the back, kind of made her push it out. So you either got to call the foul there or give that ball to Middletown. That's what they did.
Here's Journey Stover into Gasser, trying to put it up against the big girl, and Beal's going to get the foul.
And look at the sarcastic applause by the Raiders on that one. Like, oh, you finally caught her for one. Well, she had two early, but then she settled herself down.
Destiny Gasser to the line. Missed a couple. First one, no good. .308 to play. 9-point lead for Cathedral Prep. Second one from Gassard on the way. This one's no good. Kozer gets her hands on the rebound. Got it. Fired it back up. Gassard got it. She'll put it back up and get fouled again.
Who's that foul going to be against, though?
I thought it was Geary, maybe.
I thought it was Beal, but yeah, you might be right. It might be Geary.
Yeah, it's Geary. Geary's third. Gassard back to the line. And the first one is good. First make in 5 attempts for Destiny Gasser.
Yeah, she's got to get them back in this. They're going to keep putting her at the foul line.
The lead is 8. We've got, I don't know what is going on there.
I think they're talking
in the middle of the lane.
Yeah, Kozer's trying to separate herself from Beal, and line up on the opposite side, and that's what she got now.
They do-si-do'd about seven or eight times.
We haven't seen that in a while.
Second shot from Gassert. That's no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Kozer. It'll be prep ball.
Here you go.
To go.
Full court pressure now. This is where you got to create the turnovers, and you've got to capitalize on them.
Middletown will set up the pressure. He gets into Beal. Kozer had a hand on the ball, but Beal able to come away with it. Brings it down. Rossum knocks it away. Steals it. Here comes Rossum. She'll give it back to Cleland, who will fall almost to the floor. She got it knocked away, but gets it back. Cleland dumps it down to Gassert, who puts it up and in. 43-37, Middletown within six. They'll pick up the pressure again with 2:36 to go. Here's Thrower into the front court. Thrower, top of the key to Orlando. Orlando dumps it back to Beveridge. Beveridge, back out to Thrower. Thrower trying to get around. Rossum gets down low, puts it up and good. Knocked Rossum to the floor, but Thrower gets the bucket. 45-37, lead is eight. Here goes Kozer flying down the floor, no good. Rebound is going to be knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it went out off of Gassert. It'll be prep ball.
Kozer's even complaining to the official. She walks away, putting her elbows out and her arm out, saying, look, she's slamming me back with a forearm. You're not calling it.
2 minutes to go. Middletown trails by eight. Rossum will foul Thrower and send her to the line.
That's all right. That's what you've got to do right now. Just keep the pressure on. If you get a foul, you get a foul. Don't let too much time tick off in between passes and during the play. You've got to cause that turnover, get the ball back quickly.
So Thrower, again, on the season, 77%. I don't know if Middletown has the stats on them, but Thrower missed her last three free throws, so she's obviously got the big old target on her because of recent results. First shot from Shauna Thrower on the way, and that is well short, no good. Let's get some words of encouragement from her teammates. The Preps got the 8-point lead here with 1:57 to go. Thrower's second free throw, and Rossum stepped into the lane. It would have been a rethrow anyway, but Thrower makes it. And it's 46-37. Cleland loses it, has it on the floor, tries to throw it to Kozer. It's loose, picked up by Geary, and a timeout taken by Doug Chuzy. And we'll step out as well. 1:48 left to go in the fourth quarter. Cathedral Prep 46, Middletown 37. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is open from noon to midnight 7 days a week. The kitchen is open from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Membership information is available. That's VFW Post 1620, located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown.
Welcome back to Dubois High School. Steve Leedy along with John Wilsbach here. 1:48 left to go, and time's running out for the Middletown Lady Raiders. They trail here 46-37.
And we just added a Destiny Gassert highlight. Here trying to get Middletown back in this one with a minute 48 to go. And you know, they're just pretty much just foul and clawing and trying to get on the inside. Good defense. Give the Ramblers some credit. They have been able to stop Middletown from having some good shooting opportunities and making a more forceful shots, desperation shots, instead of good drives to the bucket. Earlier in the game, we saw the Lady Raiders had some of those easier opportunities and couldn't capitalize on it. Now it's more of a desperation situation.
1:48 to go. Cathedral Prep with a 9-point lead and the basketball. It'll be Beveridge looking to get it inbound. Finally gets it in. Geary has it. Geary just dribbling around. Now gives it to Thrower. Rossum trying to force a turnover. Instead, it's back to Orlando. Now it's Geary. Now it's Thrower. Awesome. A lot of bumping out there, but they're not calling anything. Here is Orlando. And finally, Kozer comes over and commits the foul.
Yeah, you don't want too much more time ticking off. You've got to at least take that risk. You're going to put them at the line and hope they miss and you get it back. They kept Gassard out on that just to stick with the defense. And, of course, her with the foul trouble. So she's ready to check back in.
Grace Orlando to the line. She's 2 for 2 here tonight. Didn't have anything in the first half. But she has come on here in the second with 9 big points for the Ramblers when Beal was basically everything in the first half. But Orlando and Thrower really have played big here in the second half. Second free throw, no good. 47-37. Here's Cleland. She'll take a deep three. That's on the way. No good. Rebound is going to be... going to be a foul on Middletown. Thrower fell hard to the floor.
And look at Lasandra Dixon, because they're calling it on Gassard, I think. Now she's getting livid.
Now hopefully Shauna Thrower's okay. I mean, she came down hard in that.
I think that's going to be it for Destiny Gassard on this one.
I'll tell you, that Thrower has a big old ponytail in the back, and she needed that for the landing there, because she got wiped out.
I'm telling you, I don't understand why more players don't wear the headbands like the old NBA days. You know, just protect that skull.
Yeah, she's shaking out the cobwebs here. She'll step up and shoot the free throws.
We got a timeout for Erie Cathedral Prep. 47-37. Erie Cathedral Prep with the lead with 1:11 to go. John Wilsbach and Steve Leedy. Thanks again to Blue and Gold Club for helping us during the playoffs and also the Middletown Area Alumni Association. Check out our website, WMSSFM.com, for any upcoming broadcast. And we've already put the tentative fall football schedule on the website. So if you want to start planning your fall weekends, check that out. And check out our Facebook page where we've got some highlights here of this contest.
Well, 1:11 left to go here. 10-point lead for Cathedral Prep. And it's looking more and more like the road's going to end once again in the second round for Middletown Lady Raiders. They've 4-0 in the first round in state playoffs, but looking to fall to 0-4 all time.
I think what was 1984, 1985, and then
98.
90-some,
okay. Yeah. Regardless, it's been a good year for this Middletown team.
And they're all back.
And they're all coming back.
Yeah, just got to work hard in the offseason. You know, the problem is a lot of these girls just go their separate ways in the offseason. A couple will play AAU ball, and, you know, they've got to work hard, all of them.
The shot from Thrower is good. 48-37, Cathedral Prep. By the way, this Prep team made the state final last year.
Yeah.
Lost Archbishop Wood, who seems to win every year. I think they've won 4 in a row. They've crossed classifications, and now they're in 5A, and now they're winning state titles in 5A. Second shot from Thrower is no good. 48-37, 11-point lead. Here's Kozer. She'll try the deep three. That's no good. Rebound. Beal comes away with it, but it's stripped out of her hands. It comes back. Cleland, she'll shoot the three. That rattles out. Journey Stover gets it in the corner, and she will get fouled by Thrower.
Her body's flying all over the place in there, but just unable to hit the big shot when you need it.
So Journey Stover to the line for Middletown.
You got the Stover sisters, Cleland, and also Kozer. They're juniors. They'll be back as seniors next year. Rossum and Caverage are sophomores. They'll be back as juniors. And you know, some of these younger players like Sophia Romberger and some others, Rodriguez. Get them back there.
Junior Stover, first shot was good, but they wiped it off.
Yeah.
Here they play this do-si-do again. Who has to commit first?
That's a great question. I don't know the rule now because this is the first time we've really seen this going where they're walking back and forth and back and forth. And because it's so long, they're saying that it's going to be Erie Preps ball. I don't know how you make that determination and say Middletown loses it when both teams are doing it. Yeah, some one-sidedness going on some of these calls. And again, well, Sonda Dixon and Skip Cleland yelling at the official.
Get it in to Thrower. Thrower gets fouled by Stover, or I'm sorry, by Kozer. They'll walk up and throw the free throws. I don't know what the protocol is off the top of my head. You know,
yeah.
Who has to commit first?
Right.
Who has to put their players on, you know, on the low block, on a rebounding situation for a free throw? I would think one team has to commit first
into their square, into their block,
right,
of where they're standing alongside the paint, and they're there and they're going back and forth across the paint to the other side, trying to shed the other person from each other, and finally they just called it.
First shot good by Thrower.
But I don't see how you make that call like the official just did unless the Middletown girl has the basketball. Then you got the 10 seconds going.
Thrower makes the second one. 50-37. 45 seconds left. Cleland dumps a long three in. And it is good. So 50-40. And Middletown takes a quick timeout here to set up defense with 41 seconds left. Down by 10, but that's a lot of ground to make up in 41 seconds. I mean, even you look back to that Northern game, that was 12 points in 2 minutes.
Right, yeah.
I mean, here you got 10 points in 41 seconds.
And that included a technical, too.
Yeah. I mean, impossible, no, but it's really, really tough. And you think Cathedral Prep has to make some serious errors here for Middletown to be able to get back into it.
Yeah, but what I've seen of this Cathedral Prep team and living a lot there on Beale, they're going to have their hands full on Saturday,
well,
that's for sure.
They're probably going to get poleaxed by Peters Township, who's the likely winner in that game. And, I mean, you look at what West York, you know, West York took Suburban to the wire in the District 3 semifinals. And they got blown off the court by South Fayette tonight.
Yeah.
Against 70-30 after three quarters. And Peters Township beat South Fayette. So they are a heavy, heavy favorite over either one of these teams. Probably a 20-point favorite. And that's probably being nice. Prep trying to get the ball inbound. They finally do so. And there is a intentional foul as Journey Stover just two-hand shove Orlando to the floor.
Yeah, can't do that. You got to make the foul look good or get a good side slap in, but you can't just come in both arms up and give the push down to the floor. And this might be the time where, you know, you start subbing in your bench. It's just a little too tough. 10 points down, 39 seconds to go. It's a little frustration. But that's a call the official has to make.
Yeah, no choice. Orlando first shot is good. 51-40. The only thing that matters now is what the final tally is going to be. It looks like Rodriguez going to check in.
Johnston's checking in.
So is Alexis Jackson. And that's Middletown calling off the dogs. Kozer and Cleland will both come off the floor.
Yeah, look, final game for them this season, but they're back next year. And you've got to look at the season. You finished with a co-championship in your conference, in your division, that is. So, you know, next year, look to go that step higher. Win it outright. Win a district championship if you can. It's going to be tough again because York Suburban has a lot of returning players. And then see if you can make it past the second round.
Prep will inbound the ball. And it's going to be thrower into the front court. Hand it off to Beveridge. 30 seconds to go. Prep by 12. It was tied going into the third quarter, 30-30. But a spurt at the beginning of the quarter let Prep get out in front by about 10, and Middletown has not been able to close the gap here in the fourth quarter as the final 7 seconds about to go off. And the Erie Cathedral Prep Ramblers will head into the state quarterfinals on Saturday to take on either Peters Township or Thomas Jefferson, and the Middletown Lady Raiders. Their season comes to an end here at a record of 24-5. We'll take timeout. When we come back, we will wrap things up here from Dubois High School. Again, our final score, it was Cathedral Prep 52, Middletown 40. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
We're better together at the Middletown Home, a continuing care community for folks of all ages. Enjoy an independent lifestyle in a large apartment with kitchen and laundry. There's assisted living in your own personal apartment, even short-term rehab for a quick recovery, and a health center with 24-hour skilled care. The Middletown Home is the mansion on the hill across from the airport on Route 230. Take a tour and find out more at middletownhome.org or check out our Facebook page.
The 230 Cafe of Highspire congratulates Middletown on a great season. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 till 2, and Sundays from 7 until 2. Takeout and catering are available. That's the 230 Cafe in Highspire.
Welcome back one final time here to Dubois High School. Steve Levy, John Wilsbach here on the post-game show as Middletown Lady Raiders, their season ends here tonight in the second round of the PIAA 5A Girls State Playoffs. A score of 52-40 to Erie Cathedral Prep, the district 10 champions, who didn't play a sub the whole game. The starting five were in there the whole time.
That's impressive.
Yeah, We knew that they didn't go very deep. Again, they did. They didn't have the services of Ava Lucarati, who was a Lemoyne College recruit. She tore ACL either early in the season or preseason, so they didn't have her available all year. Natalie Spano was another girl that she was their third best player, and she was out because of a shoulder injury. But the five girls they put on the floor here tonight, they played well enough. In the first half, it was all Beal. But in the second half, they got those contributions that they needed from Grace Orlando. She had a couple of big threes. And Shauna Thrower, the point guard, she really played well in the second half. And they both end up with 11 points here to go with Beal's 29 that she had. And Cathedral Prep gets the win here by a dozen.
Yeah, and there was a point in this game where the Lady Raiders had a seven-point lead and created some turnovers, got some good shots off, but for the most part, they struggled against Beal, and we knew that that was going to be the Achilles heel in this game, trying to stop her inside. She has a great spin, footwork, and layup from her right or left side. She was pulling down a lot of rebounds, defensively a big presence on the inside, and the Lady Raiders got some foul problems going on, missed some chippies at times, and just kind of let things slip away in this one.
Yeah, and you know, one thing you have to remember again for this Middletown team, not a senior on the club.
Mm-mm,
so
they're back.
They're all back, and all these teams that you see, you hear about, we have Addison Beal here for Prep. We see the big recruits that are on Peters Township and the South Fayette team. You know, a lot of these teams are losing pieces, so Middletown, the entire package should be intact next year. So a lot to look forward to from this group. We have heard about this group for a number of years. You know, back when they were in about sixth grade, everybody was started talking about this group and how good they are. And Yeah, they are. They got a division championship under their belt now and a division final run. They played at the Giant Center. They got into the second round, going as far as any other Middletown girls basketball team. But next year, you know, they want to take those extra steps, places that Middletown hasn't gone before, winning the district championship, you know, getting to the third round, maybe more, in the state playoffs. So a lot to look forward to from this team. And, you know, congratulations to this team and coaching staff for getting them to a 24-5 season record here. Let's take a look at the final statistics in this one for Middletown. Emma Cleland led the way with 11. Jayla Kozer with 10. Jaleah Stover had 6. Journey Stover with 6. Destiny Gassert with 5. Aja Rossum had 4. So pretty good balance for Middletown here in the game. Not balanced on the other side. Addie Beal, 29 points to lead all scorers in this game. And then Grace Orlando and Shauna Thrower, as I mentioned, just played phenomenally in the second half of this game to support Beal in the scoring column. And Jessica Beveridge also chipped in with 1 point from the free throw line. But add them all up, and it is a 12-point win for Cathedral Prep, as, again, they will go on to Saturday to likely, we think, play Peters Township. They're playing Thomas Jefferson right now, actually, 7 o'clock start time at Cannon McMillan High School. But Peters Township, the heavy favorite there, and they will be a heavy favorite against Cathedral Prep on Saturday.
Don't recall ever getting knocked out by a District 9 team.
Well, this isn't a District 9 team, so Erie's 10.
10. A 10 team, I'm sorry. We've rarely been in the West in the past in brackets, but
Girls certainly not.
Yeah, girls had always been like against a 4 or a 2 too many times, especially with the Nanticokes out there and teams like that.
But boys, I don't think we've ever played a District 10 team. Thinking back to the Ryan Hughes years, I know we played Johnstown.
Right.
We played Quaker Valley.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we played any District 10 teams.
Hmm. Well, look, our girls are back. You've mentioned it. They've got a lot of work to do here on the offseason. Granted, they might play other sports, but they've got to realize what's ahead of them, what they can do, what they can accomplish next year. That's got to be their goal. Will they go after it? Will they work hard here on the off season all summer long and be ready to go next season? That'll be the question. We'll answer that next year this time.
That we will.
That's going to wrap things up here. We want to thank Blue and Gold Club, thank the Alumni Association, thank all of our sponsors. You'll hear them shortly, so make sure you thank them for our coverage of Middletown basketball this season. Check out our Facebook page with some highlights on there, and check out our website, WMSSFM.com. Got the tentative football schedule for the fall already posted. All right. Thanks again to our studio producers, for my colleague Steve Leedy, and for, in the past season, Brian Kaiser. This is John Wilsbach. Final score here: Erie Cathedral Prep 52, Middletown 40. The season over for the Lady Raiders, and you've been listening to the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
You've been listening to Middletown Playoff Basketball on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you in part by 230 Cafe, Blue and Gold Club, DHL Supply Company, Middletown Home, BFW Post 1620, Hughes Awards and Screen Printing, J&J Pizzeria, Middletown Lumber, Jack's Auto Sales, Middletown Moose, Brownstone Cafe, Middletown Area Alumni Association, Daly's Golf, Gingrich Memorials, Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select. Also by Dominic D. DeFrancesco American Legion Post 594, Michelle's Creations with you in mind, Hedrick Center, and Giant Company. Your home for the best in Middletown sports is WMSS.